The Rangers stayed in Lobong for a few hours, sitting out the worst of the afternoon heat. Over an early dinner of K-rations, the men discussed some of the fine points of that evening's march, and then at 6:30, they gathered up their weapons and started hiking east, their backs to a sinking sun. Musi's force now numbered some 200 soldiers, 121 rangers and 80 guerrillas. Hosen's men fanned out to the sides and the rear of the ranger column to guard against a surprise attack. For a half hour, they all marched in silence through the twilight. Bats chased insects overhead, and farther up, two American fighter planes streaked across the darkening bowl of the sky, intent on deadly errands. Soon, the trail led into a dense forest. The rangers stumbled blindly over limbs and roots until their eyes adjusted to the darkness. For several miles, they followed the winding trail through the tenebrous woods. No one spoke. Each man was absorbed in thought, trying to make out the warped shapes of the forest, listening to the clomp of boots on moss and the swish of the canteens.